It's time once again for It's a Good Life. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
In our study of the book of John, we're in chapter 15. And as we've looked at this chapter, we've seen the true vine. Jesus Christ said, "I am the true vine." And he talks about love in this chapter, and he talks about doing the things that would bring honor and glory to the Father. And he talks about love here. In verse 13, he says, "Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends." This is chapter 15, verse 13. Well, Jesus Christ did lay down his life for his friends. But I made mention before that Jesus Christ not only laid down his life for his friends, but he laid down his life for his enemies. You see, all through the Word of God and in the Gospels, we read how that people wanted to kill him, how that the scribes and Pharisees, they looked for all manner of ways to bring charges against the Lord in order to put him to death. But as we keep reading, we find out that no man could take his life from him, but he would be able to lay it down himself. He would lay it down. And one of the most important things here is to remember this, that not only did he have power to lay down his life, and that means to be killed, to die on the cross of Calvary, that means that he would be able to take it up again. That is one of the greatest things that I read in the Word of God. Not only did he have power to give his life as a ransom for me, but he had power to raise himself up from the grave. And that is so important for us to remember. If Jesus Christ could raise himself, he can certainly raise us up as saved people. And one of these days when this breath of life leaves my body, I know that I will be raised. I will go immediately to be with my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And then I will receive a new body, fashioned, the Bible says, like that of my Savior. It doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. The Bible teaches us that as saved people, we're going to see Jesus Christ one day, but we're going to be in a glorified body. We're going to be there with him. There'll be no sin. This body that I'm in right now will be gone. It'll go back to the dust from where it came. And then I will receive a new body fashioned like my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. That doesn't mean I'm going to be God. I'm not going to be God, but that means I'm going to have the appearance. I'm going to be like him. I will have a new body, a body that'll never decay, a body that'll never be destroyed, a body that will never have pain. I don't have to worry, because one day this body is going to be changed. Well, notice Jesus Christ said, "Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends." And I made mention that he not only laid down his life for his friends, and we'll read that in just a moment about his friends, but he laid down his life for his enemies. His enemies wanted to kill him, and some did, but he loved them, and he was laying down his life for them as well. And as we look around us today, we see those people who do not believe in Jesus Christ, those people who take his name in vain, those people who malign us as saved people, they make fun of us or whatsoever, but you need to remember that Jesus died for them as well. But they need to ask him to come into their heart. They need to trust him as Lord and Savior. They're enemies right now because they've never trusted him, but they can become a friend by trusting Jesus as Lord and Savior. And we can help them do that by telling them about our Lord and Savior. Give them the plan of salvation and show them how to be saved. "Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends." Jesus has not asked us to lay down our life at this time. Now, some people have laid down their lives. Maybe we will at one time. I don't know. But he says, "Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends." We need to be giving our lives for the Lord Jesus Christ. We need to give our life so that other people can know him as Savior. Verse 14 says, Jesus said, "Ye are my friends, if ye do whatsoever I command you." Our love is proved to the Lord Jesus Christ when we do what he wants us to do. When we listen to his voice, as we study the Word of God and get the command that God has personally for each of us, when we listen to his voice, we're showing that we love the Lord because we're doing what He wants us to do. Ye are my friends, He says, if you do whatsoever I command you. That's a proof. It's a proof that we love Him when we do His commands. Verse 15, henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth, but I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father I have made known unto you. Jesus kept no secrets. He always told people why He came. And that's the reason some of the people wanted to kill Him, the scribes and Pharisees. But notice that verse. He says that the things He had heard of His Father I have made known unto you. He either spoke in parables or He just said it like it was. But He made things known. He would explain parables to His disciples, to His apostles, so that they would know what He wanted them to do and what the world needed to do in order to go to heaven. And I want to read that verse again. Verse 15, henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth, but I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father I have made known unto you. He didn't keep secrets from these people. He told it like it was. And let me say that He tells it like it is to us today in His Word. I can't stress enough, too much, that Jesus Christ wants us to be in His Word. He wants us to know the things of God. The things of God. Now, you may have heard someone say, make a remark, well, I've received a word from the Lord. Well, if they're trying to tell you that they're special, then God is no respecter of persons. He speaks to us the same way. He speaks to every person the same way. He does not favor one person over another. When a person says, well, I got a word, that means most of the time that they say they had an audible voice. Well, God speaks to us through His Word. And I remind you that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. It's the Word of God that teaches us. It's the Word of God that speaks to us, speaks to our heart, and lets us know the things as Christians that we should be doing for Him. And lets an unsafe person know what they need to do, and that is call upon the name of the Lord. Well, Jesus said here, I have kept nothing back from you. I have kept no secrets. And He's telling us that today, that the things are revealed to us in His Word. Now, we can read the Word. I can read a scripture, a passage. I can read a chapter in the Bible, and I get something from that, and I go back and read it again, and I may see something different. It's not that God's Word changes. It's that I'm understanding more. The more and more I get into the Scripture, God reveals things. In other words, I see things that I did not see before because I'm studying the Word of God. I'm in the Word of God. God does not want to keep secrets, and He does not keep secrets. It's all unveiled in His book, the Word of God. Verse 16 says, ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you. Now remember, He's talking to saved people here. He didn't choose them to be saved. He's chosen them after they got saved for a specific purpose. He says, ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that ye should go and bring forth fruit. He's given us the opportunity. He's given us the idea here. He's told us, He says, I've chosen you to do a certain thing. He's ordained us. He says, I've ordained you that ye should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, He may give it. When we do what God wants us to do, then whatever we do for Him is going to remain. Those things that we accomplish through Him, for Him, and by Him, those things are not going to pass away. And I think specifically about leading a person to the Lord. That's going to last throughout all eternity. Why? Because that person we lead to the Lord is going to live throughout all eternity. And that is something that we need to be really happy about as saved people, that when we do the commandment of the Lord, that these things we do for Him is going to remain. It's not going to pass away. It says in that last part of that verse, in verse 16, that whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, He may give it you. When we do what He wants us to do, we're in right relationship to Him. We can go to God the Father in prayer, and we're going to pray the right prayer. We're going to pray those things that God wants to hear, and those things that God, and those things that we ask Him to answer, He's going to answer according to His will. And that's how we need to be praying. God, if it be your will. Verse 17. "These things I command you, that you love one another." Sometimes it's pretty hard to love someone. Sometimes the person will do us wrong. And I'm speaking of an unsaved person now as well as a saved person. That saved person who does us wrong, they need to get things right with God. But we need to keep things right with God because we need to keep loving them, although they may do us wrong. A saved person can do you wrong. They need to get things right with the Lord, not to be saved again, but because they are saved. And then that unsaved person who does something to hurt us, that unsaved person who talks about us, makes fun of us, we need to love that person. And the old saying is we need to love them to the Lord. If they do something to us or they say something about us, that we're to love them. But that verse says that you love one another. That's speaking to a Christian. That Christian, we need to love each other. Verse 18, if the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. Well, is it any wonder that when you go to speak to someone and tell them about Jesus Christ that sometimes they make fun of you? Is it any wonder that sometimes, and I've had doors closed in my face as I've knocked on a door and tell somebody how to be saved, they've slammed the door in my face. Well, is it any wonder that people refuse what we as saved people want to share with them about Jesus Christ? Is it any wonder that they refuse to hear sometimes? Well, Jesus Christ said if they refuse to hear him, don't think it's going to be strange now that they're not going to listen to you, he says, to us who are saved people. If the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. Jesus Christ, he was in the world. The world hated him. I'm speaking of the world in general, the people of the world. Everybody has the same opportunity to get saved throughout all ages, and people have the same opportunity today. But even when Jesus walked this earth, people made fun of him. People laughed at him. They even ended up crucifying him, didn't they? Didn't they, on the cross of Calvary? They crucified him, and he gave his life, even for those people who crucified him. But if it hated him, he says, don't think it's strange that they're going to hate you. Don't think you're going through something differently than what he went through, because they hated him as well. Verse 19, if you were of the world would love his own. But because you are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you. Says, if you were of the world would love his own. If you're an unsaved person, the world's going to love you. The world's going to accept you as you are because you're of the world. But when you get saved, things change. Things change for the best because you're now on your way to heaven. But in the world's eyes, things have changed for the worst. And because they see this as the worst, they're going to make fun of you as a saved person. They're going to they'll even tell lies on you because they don't understand. They're walking in darkness. They need the light. And we as saved people, we need to be giving them the light. The light is Jesus Christ. Tell people how to know him as Lord and Savior. If you've never trusted him, you need to do that right now by bowing your head and saying, Lord, I can't save myself. I'm a sinner. I'm not going to heaven the way I am, and I need you to save me. Thank you for going to the cross, for being buried, for resurrecting on that third day. Thank you for dying for me. I ask you to come into my heart right now. Save me so I can go to heaven. Pray a prayer like that, and God will save you. Mean it in your heart, and he'll save you.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.